Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hi, I'm Misha Brown, and I'm the host of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop. Each episode, comedians join me to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that, let's get right back into the episode.
So she, Jen's like, well, you know, Teresa called me on my birthday. That was very, very nice of Teresa. Very, very nice. I got a little orbits on my vagina after that. Seriously, you fucked yourself with a toothbrush because Teresa called you and said hello. Is orbits a, is that a
orbits
gum?
Is it's a gum, toothpaste, so, right?
It's a gum. But, okay. Well, don't masturbate with gum. It's even more painful.
Well,
Jen Fessler only masturbates with extremely painful things.
So, yeah, she says that Danielle DM'd her and stuff and yada, yada, yada. And so she says Teresa called her and Margaret goes, well, as far as I'm concerned, she's dead to me. And I mean that. Her and her husband, dead. D-E-A-D, dead.
And then well, if someone called my kid and if someone threatened my kid, that would be it too. Well, except my kid told me I couldn't play guitar today, so threaten the bitch. Okay, but any other day, I would have been very, very upset. I get it. And we see a flashback to the reunion of Marge confronting Louis about how he called her son's work and threatened him. That's crazy. I mean, yeah. I've really forgot how much crazy shit has gone down on this show.
Exactly. And remember, he was claiming it was like he was hacked or something like that. So Jen is like, well, you know what? Teresa's always been very nice to me. And Teresa's always been absolutely lovely to me. I mean, does she know who I am? I don't think so. Does she call me Barbara? Sometimes. But you know what, though? What I would like to do is talk to Teresa and say, look, explain this to me. Which, by the way, Jen, you're really setting yourself up for failure by having Teresa explain anything. Like, that's just not something that she's really capable of doing, whether it's a fight, whether it's just, like, gravity, whether it's apples. Like, Teresa, explain apples.
Teresa explains things like instructions on IKEA furniture. She's just like, and then the floor goes into L, and then you get the L, you go, wah, 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 you know?
My favorite part of Teresa explaining things is that she usually starts with like two sentences and then she says some sort of gobbledygook goop and then she takes her hands, she spreads out all her fingers and then moves them like in a circular motion and goes, you know what you mean? You know what I mean? Like if you say, Teresa, explain lamps.
So, you know, like if you want like light, but you're like in your living room. But you got like, you want to read and stuff. So you get like, it's like a thing you put in the wall and you're just like, you know, it's there and there's a light. You know what I mean?
She just gets lost in her own description.
Well, she was doing a lot of like spirit fingers today where she was just like, oh yeah, well here's what I saw, and she's like just like taking her hands from closed to like flinging them open and spirit fingers and then yeah. Moving them around and doing it over and over. It was a big day for spirit fingers on this one. So
Margaret says,
like, don't talk about me. Do not talk about me with Teresa. Okay, I just don't want it. And Jen's like, oh, I know. I remember when it went down, you said, I never want to see these people again. And did I say to you, Margaret, I respect that. And I'm not ever going to see those people again either. Do you remember that? And guess what? I meant it. Then why are you talking about how you want to go have lunch with Teresa?
I know. Margaret goes, and you know what? I don't want to ever talk about her again, okay? Is that okay? I'm like, yeah, good luck. You just happen to be on a show where you're actively talking about her right now, in fact. So she's like, oh, that's okay. You know what? Instead of talking about Teresa, why don't I sing As the Saints Go Marching? And you know what?
Okay, you know what? Talk about Teresa. Teresa.
You know what? Teresa, I want to mend. Let's mend. Let's see the
put her on the speakerphone.
She's about to do a hole in the bucket, and that song just goes on forever. So we need to really fix this, Teresa.
Dildo Ahab's about to sing a ditty. Teresa, come over here. Let's hug.
There's a hole in the bucket. dear Liza. Okay, Teresa, get over here quickly. Come on, you gotta save me.
So then we see a double date with Polly, Dolores, and Lee. Lee and Louie. Tree and Louie. So they go to this restaurant. And Polly is like, I'd love to order something that's not Italian food. It makes me sick. It's like, yeah. Polly can't eat a bit of Italian food. He's allergic to it. Like, all Italian food? All Italian food. I'm not even lying to you. I can't have a bit. She's like, yeah. He had a meatball. He was sick for 2 days. I can't even cook over there. All I know is Italian food. I mean, who can't eat a meatball?
Was the meatball cooked? Because that might explain a lot. This is what we call Italian sushi. Raw meatballs.
How can meatballs kill you? If God, you know, there's a song from Color Purple. Well, I don't know if it's from Color Purple. I know it from Color Purple. God is trying to tell you something. Listen, okay? Your man's throwing up for meatballs. This is not the man for you.
Yeah, I've heard of allergies to foods. I've never heard to allergies to like genres, food genres.
Ethnicities. Countries, entire countries worth of food. I'm sorry, I can't have food from that region.
Teresa has a bombshell announcement.
We're two girls from Patterson, but we're with two guys that are not Italian, but they have Italian names, Paulie and Louie.
Louie's like, yeah, we're lucky men, huh? So when you gonna put a ring on her finger? That's what I want to know, huh? When we gonna put a ring on the finger? It's like, are we gonna have another? Can Dolores just sit down? Can Dolores just have a fucking break without you people constantly asking her when she's gonna get married? Get off her ass, for Christ's sake! Her man's barfing. She's with the man who's barfing from meatballs. Can we just like settle on that for a minute?
She's with a man who is just trying to breathe in his baby Gap polo. Okay. So he's like, oh, well, I mean, I really have to get a divorce first, right? Yeah, I wouldn't feel comfortable getting engaged without his divorce being final. That's how I feel. I mean, is it ideal that he's not divorced? No, I don't love it. But I just serve him poisonous meatballs until he signs those papers.
Yeah, and so Teresa's like, yeah, you know what? They got to beat to their own drum, all right?
Yeah. So then Louis says, like, so Gabby told me last night, our Gab, not your Gab. She said that she's coming back for 2 days between when she leaves and Christmas, and that's it. So how did you deal with it? How did you deal with your Gabriella going away? Were you like a man? What did you say? Be a man. Don't cry about it, Louis. Don't cry about it.
No, I went loony. I started buying things. I started building stairs without railings on them. I got another couple of dogs. I said, go close to the railing. Just to see if they would go over, if they were smart enough to know that there's no railing on the stairs. You know, I was just losing my mind. I would walk from the living room to the kitchen, to the dining room, to the living room, to the kitchen, to the dining room, to the living room, to the kitchen. Triangle after triangle after triangle.
Yeah, well, we're going to miss our daughter so much.
And Louis's like, yeah. Gabriella was the most reserved one when I first met her, and now she says a lot, like, get out of my face, or I can't wait to move out, or are you even my real parents?
And Polly's like, well, I got to love you from Frankie. Dolores is like, Lou, let's drop it. Are you going to go to Jen Fessler's party? Let's talk about Jen Fessler's party. And he's like, yeah, I'm going. Why wouldn't I go? I'm so excited to go. Jen Fessler's party. You know that lady fucks herself with a toothbrush?
By the way, not to take away from Paulie's experience, but when he says that Frankie said he got an I love you from Frankie, I feel like Frankie tells everyone that he loves them, right? Like he could go to the bank and they're like, all right, Mr. Catania, so here's your deposit's done and here's your receipt. Thanks, sir. Love you. I just feel like he does it. He's so affectionate.
He's like me.
With
he just gives away the love yous. I give love yous away to everybody. Someone told me once, I love you is more important than just saying it so casually. I was like, no, it's not. Because I can also hate you just as easily. You know what I mean? I give away the love very easily, but I also give away the hate. That's just how I ask, how I roll. Also, Frankie should be in a good goddamn mood and love everybody. He gets like 10 blowjobs a day. I will never forget when his mom was like, yeah, I went to see Frankie at school. You know what he's got? A blowjob bell. He blows it and people come give him a blowjob. I will never forget that as long as I live. Of course he's fucking happy. I tell everybody I loved him too. He's constantly drained. He's got no poison inside of him, as Joe Gorga would say.
Left.
Yeah. You know what I have to say? Louis was like such a gentleman. He texted John Fuda the other day.
It was Fuda.
Yeah. And he said we could meet for a cup of coffee.
And Louis's like, yeah, yeah, just to clear the air. And then we see a flashback to them texting and Teresa saying, like,
did John respond yet?
He's like, yeah, yeah. He said, thanks for texting. Can you just like talk at Jennifer's party? So he wants to speak at Jennifer's party. I prefer not to talk at Jennifer's party, but it's going to give me an opportunity. It's going to give an opportunity for all the minions to chime in.
Yeah, we're not about the minions,
says Teresa, who literally, that has been her whole thing for like 10 years on this show, is sacking minions on people.
Yeah, so they're like, well, you know, you guys should talk. We got to have a talk about it. And Polly's like, well, but to be honest, it's a private conversation. You should have it in private. And so, of course, the food is like, we're doing this on TV, which either way, it would probably be on TV, right? Yeah. So then they start about how they dance, how they get along with everyone else. And Teresa's like, yeah, you know, I like Danielle's and she's awesome. And then Jennifer's great. She's in Italy right now. And Polly's like, oh, sorry, I said Italy around Paulie. Sorry, Paulie.
That's all right. I just had to just look at a far-off object and count to 20.
So then Dolores, like, what about Margaret?
Well, I'm going to see Margaret. I'll go, hello, how you doing? But, like, I don't speak to my brother or Melissa.
And Dolores is like, but are you going to say hi to them?
No, absolutely not. Frank told Louis that they all met at Margaret's house, and before that was before New York happened, and like they decided to have a plan to go against Louis and I.
Yeah, so her accusation is before the reunion, people got up to talk about what they were going to talk about at the reunion, and guess who does that? Literally everybody who's ever been on these shows. You're going to need something stronger. Like, you weren't on the phone with fucking Jennifer planning shit before the reunion. It's called preparation, okay?
Yeah, literally all of last season was about how Teresa and Jennifer got on the phone with Danielle too, right? Or no, just Teresa and Jennifer got on the phone to talk about how they're going to use Laura against Margaret. So like, this is just like standard fare.
And as we're going to find out, Teresa and Jen have been spending this season getting the bloggers to go after the ex-wife of John Fuda to get all this stuff to start this season, which Teresa is being so heavy-handed about.
Oh, yeah, you got double dildos up your butt.
So then we see a flashback to the reunion where Frank is saying, Andy's asking Frank, last we heard, Frank is working with Louie. Huh? What happened with that? And they're talking about how Frankie found another job. We're very grateful to Louis, but that is all I'm going to say about the subject. I will not say another thing about the subject. Frankie is very, very happy. It has Louis, thank you very much.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say it. They got to bring it up first. They got to bring it up first to Laura.
Which to me, I don't think that was such a damning thing to say. Be like, I'm not going to cast the first stone. So Teresa says,
yeah, so then after New York, my husband reached out to Frank and they made up and he said, I just want you to know they all came up with a plan to try to take Louis and myself down. And Brittany and I did not go and we want no part of it. So thank you, Frank Sr. for that one.
I'm like, again, like every single reunion this happens, I have to imagine. I don't think it's like that crazy that everyone decides to get all their ducks in a row and figure out like, okay, Teresa's probably going to say this. So when she says this, what are you going to say in response?
And then Teresa's like, yeah, and then Danielle told me that Jen Fessler told the other side of the couch, you guys didn't execute the plan like you were supposed to, huh?
And Polly's like, yeah. And so Polly heard it too. And Teresa's like,
yeah, so that like confirms what Frank said.
Which it doesn't, but
she's like, and you heard it too, Polly?
I mean, you'd have to be deaf if you didn't hear it. Am I right?
Oh, okay. So he had it too. So there, it's proven.
So I didn't really understand this one. So was this just something that happened at the reunion where Jennifer Fessler was like,
oh, you guys didn't finish what you were supposed to do. I mean, you had a plan. You didn't execute it.
Yeah. So she said it like, it was like, what happened? It sounds like she was saying something like, you guys didn't land. You didn't do the plan that you said you were going to do. And Polly heard her say that. So it's confirmed that there was a plan because Jennifer Fessler even acknowledged that there was a plan at the reunion.
Yeah, so Dolores is like, I mean, that's normal. People talking shit before a reunion, like, whatever. And so Teresa's like, you know what? It's so sappy. It's so sad when two people are happy that everybody got to try to bring them down because everyone's jealous of me and Louie.
I don't really think.
No one is, literally jealous. No one is jealous of you and Louie. I'm so sorry. You married a broke eggplant, okay? You're going to spend the rest of your life being drained by this man. Nobody is jealous, Teresa. Run. Yeah. You in danger. Ariana's just jogging by. You in danger, girl.
So it's the day of the birthday party. So Teresa picks up Jennifer Aiden and
I'm so excited to be here with you. Just, yeah, baby. You look fantastic. I love this. You look very tan. I didn't really lay out too much while I was away. I was in Sardinia, baby. Oh, it was more like sightseeing and stuff like that, baby.
Yeah, I'm not into sightseeing. It's like everything's always moving in slow motion.
Because she can't stop blinking in Italy.
I don't get it. Seeing and sights.
So she's like,
what time is Bill's surgery tomorrow? Oh, baby. He had two surgeries today. He said something about having to go in from the rear. I don't know what it meant, but I didn't ask any questions.
So, Teresa is saying that her husband can't come today because he's got a business meeting for whatever it is that he's pretending to do these days. I guess
yeah.
Leeds. He's got a business meeting.
Maybe he and Todd. Maybe he and Todd are working on something together in the world of real estate down in Florida.
So then everyone starts showing up for the party and, you know, doing the regular, let's get shit faced. Girls. And Rachel says hello to Danielle and they're like, why aren't we friends? Because you guys got caught up in the factions, you know? Yeah. They got caught up in like, who should we be friends to stay on this show? But now they've both survived the odds and both got a second season, which is pretty rare for noobs. So They're like, we should be nicer to each other now because we both got a second year, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And so they're like talking about how they, like last week they went to lunch and Rachel burped. And Danielle's like, oh, I hate burping more than anything in the world. And then Rachel burps. And she's like, oh, my God, that was a big one. That was a big one. And now they're friends.
And that's it. So that sometimes it just takes mutual burping jokes. And then Boom, you're in, you know. So Marge joins him at the bar. And she's like, oh, wow, look at you. New fan BFFs. I need a drink. Okay, please don't make it with anything bow tie. I can't. I mean, I'm still stuffed.
So then the Joes are catching up. They're all Joes. So Joe's like, hey, what's up with you? And Fudo's like, nothing. I get accused of all kinds of shit every day of my life. You know what I mean? And then we cut over to Teresa and Jen, who seem to be driving past the same Midas station every time we cut to them. They're just like circling around the muffler shop. And Jennifer's like,
so I heard about some kinky shit with John Fudo. Did you hear about that, baby? She's like, oh, yeah. I've seen it all over the place. And I didn't even say anything to any blogger about it.
And then we see her talking on the phone with Louie earlier because he can't come. So she's like,
oh, yeah, Fudo's going to miss you later, huh? Because so much came out on the internet, sis. He was like the biggest drug dealer in Bergen County. He likes purple double-sided dildos. Like, he's going to need you there, Louie.
I like that Teresa, like, she can't just wait for the next most convenient time to bring it up. She's like, we're still doing this in the first episode, whether you're here or not, okay? If I got to do it on FaceTime while you're waiting for your Leeds convention, I'm going to fucking do it on FaceTime.
Yeah. So back to the present, Jennifer's like, the double-sided dildo, baby. And Teresa goes,
yeah, I saw that. I mean, it's all over social media. I mean, we're seeing a blood item like that from about John Fudo. Wow, he's like a little kinky boots in the bedroom, if you know what I mean, baby. He's like a fox on the block, and that fox has a dildo in it.
And then we see a tweet by TV Secrets Revealed. And it says, who gives a shit about John Fuda using a dildo? A lot more men than those who are openly gay use it and or experiment. I bet Gorga has, huh? The real tea is everything else, particularly the son living with his grandma and not John until Rachel, plus John's drug dealing past. So a lot of this came out last season, but I guess it's just making it onto the show this season. And part of this is the Fuda's own fault with the whole bringing up that the mom was a drug addict and all of this stuff and she's in jail and all that. I know that's like partly her story, I guess, but they opened a floodgate when they did that. Because now this lady is like, oh, yeah, I was a drug addict because he was the dealer. And she's saying that Fuda basically got – he – wanted custody of the kids, so he filed a custody paperwork, and then she never got the paperwork, so she didn't know she was supposed to be anywhere. And then boom, the judge took away custody and she had no say in it. They just took away the custody, and that he didn't even keep the kid, that he sent it straight to his mother's house, and so he didn't raise that kid until he was married to Rachel Fuda. And yeah, it's gotten pretty dirty over there beginning. And this is all before the season even starts.
Wow.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I'm Shimon Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now, I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully, no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
Be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, 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 where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Fuda's like, well, apparently the thing on the internet is I like dildos and fingers in my ass. So apparently they got my baby mama making a comment. So what are you going to do? Let's toast. Toast the dildos. Ha ha. Toast the dildos. So they toast. And then Dolores and Polly arrive. And then everyone's just like showing up. Melissa grabs Dolores by the butt and she's like, oh my God, your butt. I had to make sure someone's pinching it. Huh? And so Melissa's asking how Frank is. Frank has moved in with Brittany, or not moved in, but they've moved to Franklin Lakes and live apparently like across the street from Melissa. But we don't see any Frank this episode, which surprised me a little bit.
Maybe they'll get married. Who knows? I hope so. I just sent you in your text the John Fuda release. For immediate release.
For immediate
John
release.
John Fuda responds to Jersey castmate's attempt to disparage his character. John Fuda, esteemed entrepreneur and philanthropist, has issued a statement in response to recent attempts by his fellow castmates on The Real Housewives of New Jersey to bring up his past in an effort to cast him in a negative light.
In recent episodes of Real Housewives of New Jersey, certain cast members have resorted to dredging up Mr. Fuda's past in an apparent attempt to discredit him and undermine his reputation. And despite these efforts, Mr. Fuda remains steadfast in his commitment to integrity, honesty, personal growth, and highly manicured beards.
While I am not proud of every aspect of history, I've worked tirelessly to overcome challenges and strive for a better future. I refuse to be defined by my past mistakes or a couple of dildos in my bunghole.
A respected figure in his community, John Fuda has dedicated himself to numerous charitable causes that we won't even bother to list here because they're just so numerous, and business endeavors. His contributions to society far outweigh any missteps of his past, which I guess a dildo is a misstep. And he remains focused on making a positive impact on the world around him. Again, we won't outline where he's done that or give specifics on where he has been a philanthropist, but we can all assume that anytime you see a starving child, the last time they ate was because of John Fuda.
Have you seen all those starving children under the freeway underpass? With missing teeth, it's because they've been eating tile supplied by John Fuda. And it quotes him, I'm grateful for the support of my friends, family, and fans who see me for who I am today. A very newly thin person dedicated to growth, kindness, teeth, and authenticity. I will continue to rise above negativity and remain true to my press play on the national anthem, in parentheses, myself.
And finally, I just would like to end this by saying, can I speak? Can I speak? Are you going to keep interrupting me? Can I speak? Because I'm not going to keep doing it if I can't speak. Thank you.
So he basically ends it. Mr. Fuda's response serves as a reminder. Everyone deserves a chance to evolve and move forward. Please, for interviews, call FudaCommunications@gmail.com. And then there's a bio at the bottom. It says, about John Fuda. John Fuda is a respected entrepreneur, philanthropist, and television personality known for his appearances on The Real Housewives of New Jersey. With a passion for business and giving back to his community, Mr. Fuda has become a beloved figure among fans and supporters. Wow. Respected entrepreneur, and philanthropist.
Fuda.
Well, oh, say can you, Fuda?
Wow. Well, that was quite the statement that happened there. So you
dealt drugs and drugs. I mean, what are you saying here? Like, let's compare that to what they're accusing you of. Dildos and drug dealing. Okay, you know what? I dealt some drugs. I'm sorry that I own my own business. You know, as a young man who just wanted a business, okay? Sorry.
I don't know. I think that this is a lot of panic over the dildo, and I guess Teresa forgot that her ex-husband proudly sells sex toys. So I don't know. It's weird.
I know. That's so weird. Like, are we shaming dildos now? Because that's kind of your children's second income.
I'm like, as far as I can tell, you've been the one who's been talking about dildos since you came on this show. Okay, I still remember the little ring you put on Joe Giudice's dick or whatever, and then to help with the blowjob. She's like, I'm a good blower. I like giving blowies. So, yeah. You know.
Well, but it's like gay stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's the gayness of it all.
They consider it gay. So it's the gayness of it all, yeah.
Yeah, but.
So back at the bro bar, Fuda's like, yeah, you know, oh yeah, fingers on my ass. I already said that. So they all toasted dildos or whatever. And then Dolores and Polly come. And so the boy heads to the bar and the girl heads to the girls. And Melissa comes up and grabs her ass. And she's like, just had to make sure this ass was still here. So you're here with Paulie. That's great. When's he going to marry you? Still not married, huh? Look, it's every... Dolores, I'm married Dolores over here, everybody. Okay. Well, Melissa never fucking learned her lesson. Dolores has let Melissa have it numerous times over this. And Melissa still walks right up. I just wish Dolores would turn around and be like, wow, Did you redo your house again yet? Because it's still being mocked on the internet, you tasteless fucking harridan. Get out of my face.
What about if she just said, the real question is not when I'm going to get married, it's when you're going to get divorced. So Teresa is there. So Teresa comes in and says hi, and she says hi to like, she's saying hi to everyone, and Joe Giudice is like not even turning around to look at her. So she's like sort of saying, she's very close in proximity, and then walks by, and Jennifer Aiden's like, that was so fucking awkward, baby. That was so weird. I don't know what to do with myself. And Teresa's like,
yeah, whatever. Hi, Margaret, hi.
And Margaret's like, hello. And then just jets out of there.
Yeah. You know what, everybody? Let me tell all the girls. Teresa just walked past me and she said hello. And I, you know what I said? I said hello. And then I walked past. I walked right past. I'm so over.
I love watching these ladies act like they're in the second grade. Like, seriously, come on. And they're all doing it, you know? So then the producer's like, so how do you feel about being with Teresa, Melissa? She's like, I feel nothing. You're giving nothing. And they said nothing can get a girl transferred. Little and chorus then, line. Melissa could never.
Could never. So
more like a Horace line. Ha!
So now we're starting to see the first signs of problems with Margaret and Jackie, because Melissa tells Jackie, oh, I got a pre-copy of your book. When's your book getting married, by the way? And Jack's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, because I'm going to be on your podcast. And then Margaret's like, well, you know what? I would like to read it as well. I did not get a copy, and I'm like your best friend. And Melissa's like, well, she's doing my podcast. And she's like, oh, all right, so I have to invite you on the podcast to get a copy of the book?
Yeah. So that's, I think the first signs of the problem were when Jackie last year came out with stuff that was like, all the girls are on Ozempic and it's disgusting that this body, you know, she started going off on all that. I knew it was over. It's like, that's it. You can't Ozempic shame people and expect them to still want to hang out with you. Listen, you were friends with me when I was eating 10,000 calories a day, and now you won't be friends with me when I'm eating three pieces of bow tie pasta. You're not my real friend. That's it. You know what?
Yes. No, I'm just saying that this is like the show starting to be like, look, things are not right. They're like not having smooth banter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
And because clearly that Ozempic stuff is where the rift is. And so Jackie's
like,
beginning
of the end, the Ozempic fight. Dun, dun, yeah. Dun.
So we could see like they're not like, there's not like a huge amount of joy between them right now. So then Jen Fessler is arriving. She walks in and takes her like a moment to notice everyone. And she's like, all right, well, here I am, when the Jen Fessler goes marching in. Sorry, I'm just preparing for later on today. Doing a performance.
So then she's semi-surprised, basically. So Danielle comes past, and she's like, hello, and walks off. And Jackie's like, oh, you look fabulous. Oh, you know, that was weird. I mean, she could have said hello to me. And they're like, but she did say hi. but, I mean, like a real hello. That was just such a fast. But she said hi. They both said hi. She goes, oh, well, you know, it was just so fast. She ran away. She literally ran away from me. Well, I mean, what is she on, Ozempic? Is she just that thin now that she just glides past like the wind?
I don't know. Did you give her a book also? That's what I want to know.
She was probably running to a trunk to get the book that you gave her to get signed.
There, I'll just say it. So now Teresa and Jen and Danielle and Dolores are at the bar together. And Teresa's like,
oh, my God, my hair is as heavy as my wedding day. You guys want to talk about my wedding? I got my album. Blink, 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 blink.
Oh, my God. Did you guys interact with Margaret at all? She walked in. She said hello to me. I was shocked. I was shocked, baby. But she was so fucking nice to me. I just took it. I took it.
And Teresa's like, hello. She's nice to you because you're my friend's sister, all right? Duh.
I don't know, baby. Usually people are not nice to me because I'm your friend.
And so Dolores and Rachel are watching the bros fuck around. And Dolores is like, ah, the guys are having a good time. I love to see it. And they're still talking about dildos over there. Paul's like, ah, it was purple. It was a purple dildo. Now we're in trouble.
You know, as long as the guys are happy, the girls can be happy, because guys decide the emotional tone. So then Joe starts to he's Joe Gorga is like, hey, so hey, where's your boy, huh? Where's your boy, Polly? And he's like, who's that? He's like, your boy, where is he? Oh, is that Frank? It's like, no, like, what's his, Louis, where's Louis? Fudo's like, he's asking where Louis is. It's like, oh, okay.
They're all going, who? And Fudo goes, what? They're like owls over here.
I didn't even catch that.
Who? They're like owls. That's me, John Fudo Tiles, entrepreneur, savior of neighborhoods.
I give back to the community with comedy. It's like they're owls in here.
So Polly's turning red in the face because Joe Gorga is just going to give him shit for being friends with Louis, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, Louis's away on business. And Fudo goes, ah, away on business, huh? I'm surprised because he reached out to me and he said he wanted to talk. I said, I'll see you here on Tuesday. And guess who's not here? So whatever. It is what it is.
And then Joe Bonino goes, well, you know, billionaires are very busy. Oh, it's like, oh, I love Joe's shade.
The men are just, they're going to all housewives out this year. So Fudo's like, yeah, he must be on a private jet somewhere, huh? I had it confused. Like, I thought we were going to talk today, but I guess your friend can't talk today, huh? Huh?
Well, I was talking to him, and he showed me the text. You know, you want to meet him in person. A party's not the place to talk to him. So I said to him, I goes, I understand where John's coming from, but I wouldn't have that conversation at something like this. I would have it at, like, a coffee place. Sit down. Get it all out. Get it over and done with. Have a latte, yeah. Perhaps a small cookie.
So Fudo starts coming after him. Yeah, not an Italian cookie. All right, yeah. not a powdered sugared cookie.
No, you'll cannolis. Die. They'll have me barking for 3 days.
So Fudo starts kind of coming for Polly to take out, because Fudo, you know, he's like now a reality star and he's really going for it. And he was prepared to have a fight. And now the person he wanted to fight with isn't here. And now he's all amped up and ready to fight. So he's going to have it anyway. So he's like, well, let me ask you something then. He's like, well, hold on. Now your problem isn't his problem. His problem isn't my problem. My problem isn't problem. All right. My problem is with pasta in general. Yeah. And Fuda's like, well, fair enough. I got to respond. Let me respond. Why would I give a man who disrespected my family the respect to meet him somewhere? Why would I do that?
You guys got his back. You guys are flying in the wind with him. And Polly's like, no, I'm your friend. I'm his friend. I'm neutral in the situation, except I do have one very extreme stance. No pasta for me ever. My stomach can't take it. So he's like, listen, I gotta be honest. It looks like you're on his side. Listen, I'm on no one's fucking side. The bottom line is, I'm gonna say what I think. He's like, yeah, well, it looks like you're on his side. I'm just being honest. Like, it just looks like you're on his side. It's like, and then Joe Gorga, of course, wants to fan the flame. So he's like, hey, you gonna back that guy up? Is that what you're gonna do, Paulie? Hey.
And he's like, what do you mean back him up? If he's wrong, I wouldn't back up anybody. And Dolores is like, uh-oh. I don't like the way everybody's facing Paul over there. I can tell by Paul's body language, he's losing his patience. I don't like that. I'm going to go stand 5 feet from this situation and suck my cheeks in.
I need to be there in case any of his schmedium buttons pop off. So Joe's like, so you think that he's in the right? And Fudo's like, when was the last time you heard somebody say, I'm going to hire a private investigator? Actually, don't answer that. We're in Jersey. It happens a lot. I understand that. Never mind. Take it back. Take back the question.
So what? So let me ask you a question. I'm going to call a spade. And he's like, listen, hold on there a second, buddy. He's like, no, you hold on. I let you talk. Are you going to let me finish? You're going to keep interrupting me. So like, why are you fighting with him? What did Polly do?
Yeah.
Leave Polly alone, okay?
So now the guys are kind of like starting to be like, hey, come on. Ah, we're bros. Hey. But it's like, I'm just going to set the record straight. Hold on. Can I talk now? Just answer the fucking question. Can I talk now? Oh, John, you haven't shut the fuck up yet. Just shut the fuck up yet. Hey, don't tell me to shut the fuck up. Yeah, you better shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And Dolores is like, all right, listen, always know where the exit is. Okay, my dad taught me that, and now it's time to leave. Okay, Paulie, walk towards the red exit. Go. You guys are done talking. That's how I feel right now. And Food is like, you tell someone to shut the fuck up, this shit's gonna escalate to a different fucking level. Oh God, Fuda, you're working real hard, Fuda. Okay, just say I was a drug dealer when I was younger, and it's fine. It's none of your fucking business. And then attack him on his businesses. But you're not the housewife on this show. I'm already annoyed with Fuda here.
So Dolores takes Polly to the exit, And then meanwhile, Joe Bonino is just like, you got to calm down. He's like, I'm going to rip his fucking head off. He's like, no. You do not yell at him. He's like, Joey, it's respect. Don't tell me to. No, you do not yell. Basically, Joe Bonino turns into a dad. He's like, you're going to go upstairs. You're going to finish your homework. And when you're done, we'll see if you're allowed to go out this weekend.
And Fuda is so good for this show because he's losing his temper for no reason. He's not even fighting with the right person. And Paulie said was he wants to stay out of it, you know?
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, you don't tell me to shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. There, I just said it. You're annoying. This isn't even about you. Wait for the proper person to attack, you know? Mm. So then Paulie's like, I should have told him to go fuck himself. I wouldn't have. That dildo will come out of swinging. So then the cake comes out. Jackie's doing a beer chug race, you know, and there's a lady passing out candy and stuff like that. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So then lady Teresa. By the way,
it's not that she's passing out candy. There's a lady with a table attached to her. She has a table all over. She's in the middle of a table. And I feel like we've seen these tables before. We've seen this at certain parties on these shows. It started to become like a thing. Like, you know, it's in that same genre as the dancer who's in like a see-through ball on top of a pool. So now there's like a lady who has a table around her that has things. And normally it's like hors d'oeuvres and like little canapes. But here it's like Sour Patch Kids and Twizzlers because it's Jersey.
Yeah, she's like the cigarette girl, you know?
Yeah.
So then Teresa goes over to Rachel, and Rachel's just looking at her, like, blinking, like, hello. And Teresa's like, all right, you know what? I don't want to talk right now, but your husband went for my husband, trying to ruin my husband's reputation. Okay, so here comes Teresa. Yeah. Why don't you guys just wait for these fights to naturally come out? Yeah, I mean, especially Teresa, this is like season 14, and Teresa still doesn't know how to do this.
I know. And Rachel's like, well, I think our husbands need to have a separate conversation.
He's
like,
yeah, well, Louis, he tried. He was a gentleman, okay? And he reached out to him, and then, like, he wanted to clear the airs before coming over here.
And Rachel's like, well, but he's not here.
Yeah, but he had business meeting, okay, first of all. So, like, why should he come here, okay?
She's like, well, it's like a magic trick.
Yeah, but why should they talk here? They shouldn't talk here because I was told they shouldn't talk here.
And Rachel's like, well, John would have pulled him outside and talked. And she's like,
nah, it don't work that way with gentlemen, all right? Well, gentlemen talk at breakfast.
And Rachel's like, they're not going to be friends. They're never going to be friends. She goes,
yeah, but gentlemen meet privately, all right? That's what gentlemen do.
I love Teresa's logic here, which makes no sense. And you know that if it were a situation where Louis wanted to talk at the party and John Fuda said, let's talk privately, she'd be like,
all he wants to do is talk privately. He doesn't want to talk in front of everyone else because he doesn't want to be caught. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't want people to call him on his shit. He just, a real gentleman talks in front of everyone.
And she goes, yeah, gentlemen meet privately. And Rachel goes, what do you know about gentlemen? Which is a very good point. I mean, your first one got you in prison. And your second one, look at all the allegations that came out around that guy. Do we need to roll the tape of the man beach that he was on giving that monologue? So she's like, my husband is a gentleman. And she goes, really, Teresa? She goes, yeah, Rachel, you don't know my husband. He's a gentleman.
So then Jen Aiden's like, hey, you get to know him. Okay, get to know him. She's like, okay, you know what? I don't want to get to know him.
Yeah, and I don't want to get to know your husband. Wait, you know what? Your husband said to my husband, I have tremendous respect for your wife because we both went to jail.
She's like, okay, Teresa.
I love Teresa's going to jail somebody, too. Teresa's like, she doesn't even get the hypocrisy. It's so funny.
It's like, I heard he was the biggest drug dealer in Bergen County.
Yeah, well, he's a successful businessman, Teresa. I mean, basically, you're just saying, like, I heard that your husband is a successful businessman. Because nobody's heard that about yours. Like, there's no verifiable proof that yours is.
Yeah, don't come for my husband, because I'll come for your husband.
And Rachel's like, Teresa, he was out. This entire time, by the way, Rachel's just sitting in a bar stool, just like, okay, like, she's trying to combat me, but I'm, like, not going to give her anything. And Teresa's, like, all up in her face, like, all angry, all agitated. And so Jennifer's like, okay, you know what? This is not going well, baby. This is like me trying to hang out with Bill in the pool house. Not going to go well. Come on, we got to go. And then they leave. And then Rachel goes, cowards leave. Cowards leave.
Gentlemen's leaves is. We're gentlemen's.
So then they walk over to the candy lady and just, Teresa is so mad. She acts like she's taking all this candy, but she keeps throwing it in her bag and missing the bag. Did you notice that?
I know.
It just kept throwing, she kept throwing candy all over the floor.
It was the funniest thing because she was rageful. She was like,
oh my God, she wants to come for me. She better not come for me. You know what? Because I know about gentlemen, because I got a husband. She tried to come for me. She tried to say that we both went to jail. But she doesn't know anything.
And she's just like piling in like Starburst. Like going around the entire table, taking every single thing that's there.
Yeah, so then Fuda passes by and she goes,
yeah, hi, fucking double sided dildo.
And Rachel goes, oh, here he is, the biggest drug dealer in Bergen County, as pre Teresa Giudice, at least. And goes, ah, she just tried to say hi to me. That's funny. So then Teresa is just still going off at random people and like throwing Sour Patch Kids on the ground. You know, she's like,
oh, now Rachel's blocking up the wrong tree. That's a very not gentleman tree. All right.
So the woman Nate who actually walked up to Rachel.
And he's like, wow.
By the way, Teresa was the one who barked up the tree. I just want to point that out to everyone. Rachel was just sitting there at the bar, and Teresa walked up to her and started, you know, going crazy to her.
Yeah, so Fuda's like, why are you entertaining a fucking loser like that? And she's like, Teresa, you want to tell my husband what you said, Teresa? Tell my husband what you said, Teresa.
What, that I'm like a fucking, like I'm a drug dealer? Who told you that?
Yeah, Exton, it's out. It's all over social medias.
And he goes, wait a minute. So you listen to an inmate who's in prison? And she's like,
yeah, and I know. You know what? You were both in prison, correct? You're both in prison.
He's like, okay, you know what? You got to let me talk. You got to let me talk. You got to let me finish what I was saying. You got to let me talk. You got to let me talk.
That's what he loves to do. That's how Fuda argues. Are you going to let me finish? You going to let me finish now? Oh, do I get to finish? Do I get to talk now? Is it my turn to talk?
I can't talk to somebody who doesn't listen. You don't listen. You're talking to a fucking drug dealer in jail. That's what you're doing right now. And so then she's like, I'm going to go. And Rachel's like, no, you're going to talk to him. Cowards leave. She goes, yeah, you don't know shit. Don't go down this route. Stop trying to hit me for that shit.
I ain't trying to hit you. What are you talking about?
Are you going
to
let me finish? Are you going to let me finish?
Fessler's like, oh, I'm having the best time at this party. Mm-hmm. So then Teresa and Jen leave, and Fuda's just shouting after them like, what? Yaha.
Has been, you fucking has been.
Classy. So now we've got you've got the husband fighting with the housewife. Classy stuff, Fuda.
I love it. I love the idea of Teresa being a has-been because that implies that she, at one point, was a current is.
Well, it's just funny watching these B-stringers call someone a has-been. I mean, she's the star of the show. It's 14 seasons in. Like, you're on season 2. I get it, but I don't know that she's a has-been. You know, you're a not yet. You know what I mean? I'm not saying a never, but you're a not yet. And Rachel just did an interview where she's like, oh, yeah, look at Teresa. She's out there doing villains. She has to hustle for money. It's called working and getting a second television show. You fucking. I'm not really sure. This is definitely one show you don't want to take sides. A, because the fandoms of all of these people will bury you, probably literally. And B, because they're all wrong all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not really as interested in the dildo drama because I already knew all this drama last year, so that's not that exciting for me. And I don't really love watching the men scream at the women. But I am here for the Margin Jackie drama and then everybody breaking up and switching teams this year.
I know. I'm excited to see how this remix happens because it just is like pretty shocking to me that it is going to happen. But we have a whole season, and unfortunately, a good amount of it will be dedicated to Antonia and Gabriella going off to college. Let's be honest. So that'll be tough. But everything else looks great.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being with us for this epic opening recap of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yes, and we will catch you on the next episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary. It's the Green Fairy.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. We want to hang with Liz Lang. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachelle.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.